Welcome to Doctor's Own Call on 95.5 WSB, a weekly show dedicated to helping you live a healthier and happier life. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Good health leads to a good life, but finding medical advice that is free and trustworthy is challenging. That's exactly why 95.5 WSB and the incredible team at Northside Hospital have come together to bring you this show. We're providing real doctors and real answers to your questions. Today, we are so fortunate to have Dr. Sujita Gill joining us. Dr. Gill is a board-certified, fellowship-trained surgeon with Northside Hospital, specializing in minimally invasive and robotic surgery, with a particular focus on bariatrics and reflux disease. She completed her surgical fellowship at Emory University Hospital, where she trained specifically in robotics, bariatrics, reflux, and upper endoscopy. She's also experienced in treating chronic acid reflux with Lynx Reflux Systems. Dr. Gill, welcome to Doctor's Own Call.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we're taking your calls this morning at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Okay, let's jump right in, Dr. Gill. Heartburn. So many Americans, including myself, suffer from heartburn. It's something almost everybody has felt at some point. When does it move from the occasional nuance to something that needs a doctor's attention?
Yeah, I think I had some salsa last night and I had my fair share of heartburn after dinner.
Even you suffer.
Absolutely, right? It's human to have some acid reflux and to have some symptoms. But I do agree, if it seems like it's more often than not, it might be a good idea to talk to your medical doctor to find out if it's something that needs some kind of workup or change in your diet, maybe even going beyond that. But, you know, sometimes heartburn isn't what we think it is. You know, if you're having trouble swallowing or if you feel like you're having pain after eating, you know, anything else besides just heartburn, for sure, maybe it's worth mentioning to your medical doctor.
Okay. Now, what kinds of testing do doctors do to figure out what's actually causing someone's heartburn? Is it always an upper endoscopy?
I wouldn't say always to anything.
Okay.
I think we always start with a conversation, right? Like just delving into what are your symptoms. Heartburn is something a lot of people will say, but is it really heartburn? Heartburn can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. And I think first kind of understanding what that symptom means to you. Sometimes people use that word interchangeably with GERD or acid reflux. You know, I think sitting down with your doctor and understanding what does that symptom feel like? Is it pain in your chest? Do you maybe need to see a heart doctor? Is it maybe more pain in your belly? And do we need to kind of investigate other organs that might be in your abdomen causing it, like your gallbladder? So I think, you know, there's workup, there's imaging, there's an upper endoscopy, certainly, but we just got to make sure it's the right workup for you and the symptom that you're having.
Okay. You're throwing out acid reflux, heartburn, GERD. I kind of thought they were all the same thing.
I think they can all be the same thing, but I think some people pick a term and they mean other symptoms.
Okay. So let's go through it. Heartburn, what are those symptoms?
Well, I think sometimes that can be that burning in your chest, or some people say they wake up and taste acid in the back of their mouth.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they mean it's kind of a cough, or it's pain in their upper abdomen after they're eating. I think some people think it's, I can't swallow very good. I take my pills and they don't seem to go down as well as they should. I think sometimes people feel like it's not very acidy.
Okay. Now, acid reflux.
I think that's more of like the acid stuff that we think about kind of commonly.
Is that where you feel it in the back of your throat?
Back of your throat,
right.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, right? That's not a fun feeling. And a lot of times maybe it's, I ate something and I could feel that burn going up on my chest and I laid down and it got worse.
Okay. Now, GERD. What is GERD?
I think that's that diagnosis.
That's a nasty word,
yeah,
GERD.
Yeah. My doctor said I have GERD. And I don't know what it means or what to do about it, but that might be more of like that diagnosis.
Okay. All right. So our phone numbers here at the WSB are 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Can heartburn point to something more serious happening in the esophagus or stomach if it's left unchecked?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want everybody with one symptom of heartburn to run to their doctor as an emergency.
Right, I need surgery.
Yeah, but certainly, you know, for the things that we spoke about earlier, if you feel like it's happening more often, maybe you're not doing anything to see if it could get better with a diet change or investigating if you need some kind of treatment. We do worry that prolonged heartburn can cause things like Barrett's esophagus or a gastric ulcer. Sometimes it's caused by a bacteria called H. pylori, Ooh. And that could be treatable. So I definitely think that, you know, we don't want to ignore it and certainly have those conversations with our physician.
I've become really fond of Sam's Club Tums. They're really good. They're really good. How do we know when we've taken too much of the over-counter antacids, the Prilosex, the over-the-counter medications, and we need to see you?
Yeah, I think if you're taking them pretty much on a regular basis, you know, not just once a month because, you know, you ate some salsa like I did.
Right.
And I popped my Pepcid last night. Certainly things that are over-the-counter, when we're taking them all the time, we may not know the safety of that. Every medication that makes us feel better can also provide a side effect. And so you do want to, from a safety perspective, make sure you mention that to your physician so
okay.
they can guide you on, hey, if you're going to be doing a lot of Sam's Club Tums, that might have a lot of calcium.
I really like the taste, Dr. Gill.
Yeah, they are really good. But then also, you know, things like you mentioned, like an over-the-counter Prilosec, that may have some serious long-term side effects that you got to have your doctor aware of that you're taking. And sometimes when we see a doctor, we just mention the prescriptions. We forget about the things we're taking from Sam's Club.
Oh, absolutely. The OTCs that we are taking on a much regular basis that we don't even mention to the doctor.
Yeah.
But those can cause, like you said, some serious issues.
Yep. And I think as long as your doctor is aware, they can help you understand maybe what you need to do to safely take those if they are helping with a symptom.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. And folks, you can join us if you're having some what you think is heartburn or acid reflux, or maybe you're having problems with your gallbladder because of this, or you have a hernia and it's causing some acid reflux. Give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Deanne, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you?
My question is more geared toward bariatrics.
Okay, sure.
So I'm curious, with all of the bariatric surgeries that are out here, which one does she feel like is the best one that's less invasive, most effective, and has a better outcome? And how do we do better to maintain the weight loss and a healthier lifestyle other than losing the 50 pounds so quickly and then turn around and gaining that plus 25 more within a year?
Yes. Okay, Dr. Gill.
Well, I will say that's a lot to unpack, but let's take a broad view of kind of what we do with weight loss. It's a comprehensive lifelong journey, right? So I don't do that by myself. I have a team of people. I will say my most valuable player that I'm blessed to work with is my dietitian. I think a registered dietitian helping you to understand as your metabolism changes, as your weight loss changes, how to adjust what you're doing with your diet activity is really important. But we have a medical weight loss doctor. We certainly have a variety of surgeons that have different specialties because surgical weight loss can be complex and we got to figure out what's right for you. But certainly there's no quick fix there. And that's actually very similar to reflux surgery, right? There's no quick fix for a lot of these things that we do. It does come with a diet and a lifestyle change. I tell all my patients, you got to wake up every day and it's one day at a time and think, I got to get my diet, I got to get my protein, I got to get my water, and I got to get my activity. And it's every day just kind of working on that consistency for that good lasting effect. And we got to meet you where you're at. You know, everybody has different individual needs when it comes to weight loss, and it changes over time, and we got to be able to meet you at each point of what you need and what we can offer.
I know, Dr. Gill, there have been different bariatric surgeries along the way that were the it surgery of the time. Like 20 years ago, my best friend had the sleeve, and that was very successful for her. She lost almost 100 pounds. So what is the it bariatric surgery right now for weight loss?
Yeah, I think that there's always going to be trends in surgical weight loss. The sleeve is still kind of our lowest risk for biggest benefit, but it's really what you do with it. Everything that comes with weight loss, whether it's a medication or a surgery, is the effort that you're putting in. And if you forget to put the effort in, that tool does not reward you with your outcome that you're looking for.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Deanne?
Yeah, that does. I was just curious because my daughter had gastric bypass years and years and years ago, and she's gained back like 150 pounds. And, you know, I don't know if she can have a different surgery to help her with that, or what she's doing. Also, it may help her with all of her heartburn and GERD and so forth. So yeah. I figured this surgeon would be a good one to ask.
Yes. What is your opinion?
I think that is a good conversation to give us a call for. Our number is 404-443-3630, and there's myself and a range of partners, just in case you need to pick a location nearest you. But that might be a great reason to find a consult at Northside Hospital.
And what's the name of your practice, Dr. Gill?
We are Bariatric Innovations and General Surgery.
You got it, Deanne?
I do. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great morning, ladies.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. And once you have a bariatric surgery and you, like Deanne's daughter, want to lose more weight, dare I say, can you get on a GLP-1?
Oh, absolutely. But my medical weight loss colleague would probably be best to tell you about that. And remember, before GLPs hit commercials, there were a ton of great options for medical weight loss. And so there may be a better medicine for you. You just have to make that specialty consult to get that information for you as an individual.
Okay. So everybody is different. There are lots of bariatric surgeries out there. And like you said, it's an everyday decision, and nutrition is a huge part of it.
Huge part of it. My dietitian always says you can't outrun your fork.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay, that's great. If you'd like to join the conversation about bariatric surgery or about heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. You're listening to Doctor's Own Call, presented by Northside Hospital, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Doctor's Own Call on 95.5 WSB, a show dedicated to helping you live a healthier and happier life. Are you suffering with heartburn? Last night, were you lying in bed and going, oh, I'm a little uncomfortable, I'll add another pillow and sleep propped up? Well, we're going to help you with that this morning. Tonight, you're not going to sleep that way. Okay, we have board-certified general surgeon, Dr. Sujita Gill. She is board certified general surgeon, minimally invasive and bariatric surgery, specializing in anti-reflux and hiatal hernia repair. She's an Emory fellowship trained in robotics and bariatrics and reflux. Taking your calls this morning at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I mean, we've all had heartburn some point in time in our lives, but some people suffer with it more chronically than others, and that's what we're here to help you with this morning. Let's go back to the phone lines, Dr. Gill, and speak with Ann. Miss Ann, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Okay. Over the years, I have had a couple of things that contribute to what I'm experiencing. During pregnancy, I did get a hernia. And prior to that, I had some food sensitivities. I've pretty much cut out seed oils, cut out any fried food that irritates my stomach. But I, over the years, have, you know, been tested for H. pylori, trying to get to the bottom of what's going on. But after eating certain foods, and really all throughout the day, I experience every time I eat or drink anything, just a constant burping. Oh. And so it's never been able, I've never been able to get to the bottom of it. A few years ago, I did have a surgery where they looked down my throat and said, you have some pretty bad reflux, but I just haven't ever been able to get it under control. I don't really like to take a lot of medicine because it usually ends up causing something else.
Right.
So I just have been trying to keep it under control with controlling what I eat.
Okay, Dr. Gill, what would you advise for Miss Ann?
Thanks for all of that background. I definitely think it's a conversation with you and your doctor. You certainly can make a consult with myself or one of my partners. You know, belching is great that you're controlling it with your diet. We'd always recommend a diet and lifestyle intervention as the first line to anything. And sometimes these things are chronic and need to be committed to long term. There are obviously other things that we can think about in terms of a workup. You know, there's a lot of organs in your gut. You've got more than just an esophagus. You've got a stomach, and sometimes stomachs can make us belch for various reasons. Whether or not your hiatal hernia is contributing is something that we'd have to kind of investigate. But like I said, there's other organs like gallbladders and small intestine and colon. And sometimes what we think is happening up top might not be related to something below, but we'd have to kind of go through that and take a look at it. I will say, even for my patients that have reflux, my first line of therapy is having you speak with my dietitian, because sometimes her guidance and what you're doing and what she can help with recommending is all people need to get rid of a symptom or keep that symptom at bay, which sounds like what you've been very successful at doing. I did want to take a quick minute just to mention, what is a hiatal hernia? Because we keep throwing out that term and we haven't really explained it. But our diaphragm muscle is that muscle that separates our chest from our belly. It helps us to breathe every moment of every day. And it's a natural muscle with a hole that we're all born with. Our esophagus has to go through it to become our stomach. And just time, genetics, I like that you mentioned pregnancy can contribute. That diaphragm hole can get a little larger than normal, and our stomach can start going up in our chest where it's not supposed to be.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Gill. Thank you, Miss Ann. Good luck with all of that. That has to be very frustrating. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with your calls and more information about acid reflux, GERD, heartburn, and bariatric issues. You're listening to Doctor's Own Call, presented by Northside Hospital, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Doctor's Own Call on 95.5 WSB, presented by Northside Hospital. In the studio this hour, we have Dr. Sujita Gill. She is a board-certified general surgeon in minimally invasive and bariatric surgery. She specializes in anti-reflux and hiatal hernia repair. She's a Emory Fellowship trained in robotics and bariatric and reflux. And we're finding that that's a very popular topic this morning. A lot of people are suffering from heartburn, acid reflux, and just that overall discomfort in the esophagus and throat and chest. So we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Can heartburn, Dr. Gill, point to something more serious happening in the esophagus or stomach if it's left unchecked?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of why we care about it, and we're talking about it this morning.
Yes. Okay. But can you, if you left heartburn unchecked, I've heard this, quote, heard this, that it can turn into cancer?
So it can turn into Barrett's esophagus or an ulcer, and certainly worry about those chronic conditions.
Okay.
Potentially setting you up for a risk of that.
That's why you can't just keep popping those pills and melts in your mouth, over-the-counter pills. You need to come, if you're taking them more frequently than you should, you need to come see a professional, such as yourself.
Yeah, just so we know why you're taking them and if they're effective and maybe if there's something else you should be doing or investigations we need to do.
Okay, that's great information, and we'll give your contact information in just a moment. But we have people that have been holding, such as Harry and in Cartersville. You're on 95.5 WSB. How are you today?
Morning, Beloved.
Good morning. What's going on, hey, Harry?
Hey, for many years I suffered from chronic heartburn, gastric reflux. Even to the point at night I would aspirate, have gastric aspiration and wake up in the middle of the night suffocating. I determined that I probably had sleep apnea, got a sleep study done, and was prescribed a CPAP machine. And for the past 10 years, being on a CPAP machine, I could probably count on one hand how many times I've had heartburn or gastric reflux since I've been on this treatment. So for people out there that's got heartburn or gastric reflux or having trouble sleeping at night, or like I was with aspiration, which was scary in itself, when you aspirate and you stop breathing.
Yes.
The CPAP machine has certainly changed the quality of my life. So the correlation between when you're sleeping at night and having that gastric reflux or aspiration could be a sleep pattern or a sleep disorder as well.
Wow, Harry.
It certainly helped me, and has certainly provided me a better quality of life since I'm breathing better at night.
Congratulations. Good for you. That is incredible. Dr. Gill, is that common?
Well, Harry, first I just want to say thank you for that huge public service announcement. You know, treating your sleep apnea because we've investigated it and it turns out you have it is huge for your health and longevity. I do think that you also point out kind of something we alluded to earlier in the show, which is sometimes heartburn is just this symptom that we report, but it may be that you have to see a cardiologist or a pulmonologist. You may have to come see me or my partners. You may also need to see if an allergist has something to offer. It could be something ear, nose, and throat-wise. So sometimes that symptom has multiple sources, and the right treatment has to be found for you based on what's causing it. But thank you again for using your CPAP and recommending people use it that need it, because it is definitely life-saving.
It's definitely a life changer for me.
Yes, congratulations. I'm sure you feel like a new man.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, enjoy the day, Harry. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, ladies.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that's incredible.
That's awesome.
Yes, like he said, that's life-changing for him. Okay, back to the phone lines we go. We're going to speak with Denise and Tucker. You're on 95.5 WSB. How are you today, Denise?
I'm good. Just a quick question about how they treat the hiatal hernia.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, not everybody is a candidate for needing a hiatal hernia repaired, but certainly that's part of something that we talk about and kind of, you know, do some investigations for. I always let people know, you know, if your stomach's in your chest, our goal is to put it back where it belongs, in your belly. And so when we do that, we're basically repairing that diaphragm and then also working on fixing your acid reflux more to a normal level. You know, nothing that we do comes without, like we talked about earlier, a diet and a lifestyle and a maintenance, especially if we do surgery. And then understanding that we're not probably curing anything. You know, everybody still should have some normal people reflux even after surgery, but kind of maintaining that surgery so that it does last you.
Well, let me ask you one quick question. When you say repair, you're not saying, is it surgery?
Yes, it's surgery. We do things minimally invasive nowadays with a robotic surgery approach. Most often people either go home the same day for certain procedures, otherwise next day.
Now, when you say diet, what do you mean, like allergy diet or like low-fat diet or what?
So really that's a generic diet with reflux for everybody, but some nuances for people that might have other health needs like diabetes or, like you said, heart disease. And so a dietitian really partners with us to go through that with patients.
All right, Miss Denise, thank you for that. Good luck. And if Denise would like to get in touch with you, Dr. Gill, how would she do so?
Oh, please give me a call at 404-443-3630, and we'd love to set up a consult.
And the name of your practice and group is?
Bariatric Innovations of Atlanta, but we are located in Forsyth, and we also do general surgery.
Okay, excellent. 42 minutes after 8 o'clock, 80 degrees here on Peachtree Street. It's going to be a little warm out there today, so stay cool. Once heartburn is properly diagnosed, what is the typical treatment plan look like? Is it usually diet and lifestyle or medication?
Yeah, I think once we kind of know what we're dealing with, we always want to try diet and lifestyle first. You'd be surprised how much a little bit of a small change in what you're doing every day.
Are you talking about like not spicy stuff or no fatty fried stuff?
Yeah, all of that. And then even, you know, not eating after 6 p.m. and then lying down, you know, a couple hours later. You know, a lot of us, we eat at 9:30 and go to bed at 10. And so kind of adjusting our last meal time before bedtime. Also things like, you know, doing caffeine in the morning and not right before bed. Or something as simple as peppermint might not be the best flavor of gum choice, and switching that up to not trigger reflux. And weight loss. Weight loss certainly helps a lot of us to get better from acid reflux, because that can certainly contribute. And then, you know, gentle exercise. I think even walking every day, you know, I'll say take one more step today than you did yesterday. And that usually helps us go in the right direction, even with a little extra movement.
And you don't have to make these changes, huge changes, overnight. I mean, little changes every day.
Yes, we are all about a small change that makes a big impact, because no one can sustain a big change.
Right.
We got to look at your routine and figure out a few small things that have a big impact on what you're doing.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We're going to go to John. John, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing better. My concern this morning is not necessarily with heartburn, indigestion, things like that. It's just I heard one of your comments earlier about medications and some medications hiding problems. And that's where I fall into play here. I have recently been diagnosed with a problem in my neck and my throat. And it's cancer, and I have tumors in my neck.
Very sorry, John.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I'm with Emory Winship in Atlanta, getting ready to start treatments. But my what I wanted to tell people is that I heard the comment earlier about some medications hiding things, and I can vouch for that, because I'm a pain patient, and I was content with going to pain management for years for a situation where I'd had back surgery. And I was content with the pain medicine helping me. And recently, after having a physical checkup, I was diagnosed, found to have cancer, tumor in my neck. And they were puzzled as to why I wasn't feeling it. And they asked me, it looked kind of awkward. Does it not hurt? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, I don't feel anything because I'm a pain patient.
Right.
And so I decided at that moment, once they found the tumors, to slack off on this pain medicine and just to find out, yeah, my neck and one side of my head hurts. And people just need to be made aware that some medications can and do hide other symptoms from problems.
That makes total sense. It masks issues that were there, and it certainly did that for you, John. And thank you for sharing that with us. I really appreciate it. I'm sure you see that in your practice, Dr. Gill.
Yeah, thank you for being so vulnerable to share that. We definitely think you're in the best of hands with Emory Winship, and good luck with your treatment. And I hope you get better soon. I think it does allude to what we were talking about. You know, if you're just pumping all those Tums type medicine from Sam's Club, mention it to your physician so that we can understand why you're taking it, if that is actually what you should be treating a symptom for, but we can fully investigate that symptom.
Right. And good luck on your journey, John. We had someone that couldn't hold, but they wanted to talk about they have no heartburn, but a dry mouth, and they want to know your opinion of Pepcid.
Oh, so I do think sometimes we maybe take a medicine and it's for indigestion or bloating or belching or some of these other atypical symptoms right. of heartburn, or we think of like silent heartburn. And then that, you know, medicine can give us a side effect, but we're not really sure what we're treating or why it's working. And so that's another good reason to maybe mention that to your medical doctor so we can understand that.
So could dry mouth be a symptom of heartburn?
It could be an atypical one. We'd have okay. to kind of talk about it.
Okay. You're listening to Doctor's Own Call, presented by Northside Hospital and 95.5 WSB. We're joined in the studio by Dr. Sujita Gill, and she is taking your calls at 404-872-0750. We'll be right back with our final segment of Doctor's Own Call right after this. I hate it when a show comes to an end, but all good things must come to an end. This is our final segment of Doctors on Call. I want to thank you, Dr. Sujita Gill, for joining us this Sunday morning. And we have two callers on the line. We're going to get to you. But if you want to get in touch with Dr. Gill, how do we do that?
So I work at Bariatric Innovations and General Surgery. Please give me a call at 404-443-3630.
Don't keep popping those wonderful Tums from Sam's and the Prilosex and the, what's the other one?
Nexium,
yes. They're expensive too, so don't keep doing that. All right, let's go to the phone lines and speak with Michelle. Oh, no, hold on, Tom, hold on. Let's go to, let's see. Michelle, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for squeezing me in here at the end.
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey. How are you today?
Okay. I'm great, except I've got a quick question for the doctor. I have what's called patulous esophagus, or the sphincter that between my esophagus and stomach is apparently just open. I've had all of the motility tests, and I have extremely weak motility. So I've been told by some doctors, yes, you know, we can do something for you surgically. And then I've been told by other doctors, no, we can't do anything for you surgically, because if we fix that problem, you won't be able to swallow. So I wanted to know if you know, are there any other surgical remedies for this problem that I have?
So we can't really give you a new esophagus. That would be probably what you
right.
really need. And
yeah.
so, no, I think you've had really good doctors give you really good right answers. You know, when you can't swallow, it just really is a lot of behavioral modification. Again, a reason why my dietitian comes into play, and sometimes we even work with speech and language pathology. But those
yeah.
are usually the best treatments, because it's just, you know, you as a snowflake, that is your thing. And we certainly can offer help, but I don't know that there's a cure or a perfect solution.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. I do not have a problem swallowing at this time. It's just that I'm having also the aspiration. I'm trying to save my lungs and my kidneys, because I'm taking the pantoprazole. I want to make sure that doesn't, you know, damage other organs. But so it's just diet and propping up, I guess. That's all we have at this time.
I mean, there could be more. You just probably have to speak with a physician or come see us. That's
yeah.
a pretty lengthy
okay.
conversation.
All right. Will do. All right.
All right.
Thanks
Michelle,
so much.
Bless you. I can't imagine what you're facing, but go see Dr. Gill and see if there's more options for you ahead, because, I mean, that would be terrible. That would be terrible for what she's facing. Okay. Let's see if we can squeeze in Tom. Tom, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Doing good, all things considered, you?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, actually, I just had a comment. I had a friend, she was going through a lot right now and having trouble with acid reflux. And one of our mutual friends had went down to a clinic in Marietta, had his stomach adjusted, quote-unquote, pushed up from the diaphragm 3 months ago, and today he has not had another problem with acid reflux or any gastric issues. I just wonder if this is one of those things where it's overlooked, or just happened to be the needle in the haystack.
Okay, what do you think, Dr. Gill?
I think there are some patients that are great candidates for an intervention or procedure, and that's really what we're here for as surgeons, is to kind of find those people and offer those results.
All right.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm a retired military fire and EMS over 4 decades, and not something like this I consider a continuing education. The old saying is, you learn something new every day.
Right. And thank you for your service, Tom. Absolutely. I appreciate that. And pass that on to your friend. And Dr. Gill, give your information one more time so people who are out there suffering can come to you. And I think the takeaway from today's show is, if you're suffering from heartburn, acid reflux, although those Sam's Club Toms are really good, you know, you should not go through the bottle. You should not use the whole bottle. So what are your contact information?
Thank you so much for having me today. It's been a pleasure. Our contact information is Bariatric Innovations and General Surgery. You can call us at 404-443-3630. Our website is also online at Northside.com/providers.
Okay. Are there natural remedies that people can try today if they don't want to take the over-the-counter medications?
Maybe just avoid that salsa with your chips right before bedtime.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. So avoid spicy foods.
Spicy, greasy, eating after, 6 or 7 p.m. and then going to bed.
You're
right after.
You're a fun sponge.
Absolutely. Okay. Safety first, fun second.
Safety first. Okay. Well, for someone considering surgical options like LINX, what's the recovery time?
So many of our patients either go home same day or next day.
Oh, that's great news. Great news. Okay. I just want to let you guys know that Doctors on Call will be with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. So tune in. And it's presented by Northside Hospital, only on 95.5 WSB. Stay tuned.